Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things that I love about this business is not just getting to visit with great athletes, but athletes and sports figures who utilize, you know, the place that gives them the world to do great work, to make a difference in people's lives. And the intersection of excellence on the field and off the field is certainly epitomized in Curtis Granderson, who joins us right now. You know him as a three-time All-Star, as a longtime major leaguer. Our friends at the Player Alliance brought him onto the show today. He's also the founder of the Grandkids Foundation. It aids in positive youth development through education, through physical fitness, through nutrition initiatives. You parents know how important all of those things are. And Curtis is very graciously making some time right now. Mr. Granderson, happy Tuesday. Thanks for being here.
It is. It's happy Tuesday, and it's National Friday as well, French Friday.
Oh, man. So if like me, you eat French fries every day on National Friday, do I have to order two? It's two helpings? Is that the move today?
You could, and it's a really cool thing about today, and especially since you talked about all the parents. If you go to any Checkers or Rally's location, buy their fries. They're only a dollar. That dollar is going to go to No Kid Hungry, and No Kid Hungry helps to bring food to children in need that are looking for their next meal. And this last year with COVID, it really impacted them. One in six kids don't know where their next meal is coming from. And like you said, the parents out there know if you don't feed those kids, they get cranky.
All right.
So having food available and knowing that if you purchase some fries on this amazing national holiday, you're also going to be doing a part by giving back to those kids in need.
All right, to all of you out there, especially my wife Lori, who is with the kids without me on the other side of the country while I work, Checkers and Rallies. You can teach the kids about making a difference and fill up Henry so that, you know, he's not hungry. Curtis Granderson on the show. Curtis, let's just start here. What did you make of the Home Run Derby yesterday and the festivities in Denver?
I thought it was a great way to kick off All-Star. And the cool thing about it was you had a packed house here in Denver, and the number of standing applauses after Trey Mancini did his round, after Drew Story, obviously, you know, the guy that plays here in Colorado, after Ohtani and Soto went to work at each other. And I actually picked Pete Alonso to win it. I thought he was going to hit his face off the scoreboard. So I was excited to see everyone just continue to launch and launch quickly and rapidly and hit balls very far. And the fans were loving it. It was great to see.
Curtis Granderson here on the show. Curtis, how does baseball take Shohei Ohtani, right, and the spotlight and the attention that's on him certainly this week, right now, these festivities, and try and sustain that over the course of a long MLB season? What is the right way to market or sell or promote, at least for me, Curtis, a remarkably unique and special ball player?
Well, it's going to be interesting. You can't do it this year, but one thing I would love to see happen in baseball is every team plays against everybody. The great thing about Shohei Ohtani is he showcases his ability to pitch, his ability to hit. But if I'm in a market where he doesn't come play against me, I may not see him. And baseball is such a regional sport. So if I'm in Cincinnati, I know the Cincinnati Reds. But if the Angels don't come and play in Cincinnati, which they might not be scheduled to this year, I may not get a chance to see the great Shohei Ohtani. And let's flip the script. Guys in the National League, like a Fernando Tatis Jr., he may not get a chance to go to Minnesota and play because of that. So one of the things I would love to see happen is just balance the schedule out. Everybody plays everybody. And with 162 games, I think we can find a way to get it done. And now we get a chance to showcase this ability to all the baseball fans. And you start to learn and see all these players that you hear about, but you might not have had a chance to see.
Curtis Granderson on the show. That is a great idea. Curtis, I learned the hard way as a moderately unathletic writer back in the day that you should not challenge major leaguers to things like table tennis or golf or actual tennis because you guys are professional athletes. And you talk to guys, a lot of guys pitched in high school at a high level if they were also hitters, hit in college at a high level if they're also hitters. Is there anyone you played with? Do you think there's anyone in the majors like now, if they had understood what Shohei Ohtani could do and showed was possible, would be able to accomplish what he's accomplishing in the majors at this moment?
Jacob DeGrom, he's another guy that's doing it right now. You know, you see him batting right now, and that's not a fluke. He was a hitter in college. He hit a home run off of Chris Sale when he was in college. He played, almost had an opportunity to play Division I basketball, so he has the athleticism very similar to Ohtani. When he's not pitching, he goes to the outfield and goes after fly balls just like a center fielder, and of course we know he can pitch. So there's a lot of guys that can do it. And if you want a prime example of it, just watch the Little League World Series. When you see a pitcher pitch and all of a sudden he has to come out of the game, he switches gloves with the shortstop and then they go and swap positions and he stays in the ball game. So we see it at the youth level. We see it at the high school level. But then at some point, everyone says you have to pick one. Why? We're showcasing and seeing that there are guys that can do it. And if you're talented and gifted enough, why not try it until you can?
Curtis Granderson here on Rider Than You on CBS Sports Radio, brought to us thanks to our friends at the Players Alliance, a nonprofit organization. It's compromised of more than 150 active and former major leaguers, and they just launched Amplified. This weekend, it's hosting youth clinics in Denver's historic black community. Curtis, and it's not a secret that Major League Baseball could use a little more diversity in its fan base, could find a way to sell itself a little more broadly. How does the sport do that?
This is where the Players Alliance comes in, and we've been proud to do, like what you mentioned, 150 current and former professional black ball players coming together, finding ways to introduce kids of color to this game, providing their equipment for them for the first time. The camp that we hosted yesterday, 160 kids here in the Denver area in the historic black Five Points area, which used to be called the Harlem of the West, received their first glove and their first bat and got a chance to be coached by guys such as Demetri Young, Derek Lee, Chris Young, Marlon Anderson, myself, and a bunch of other guys out there just teaching them the game, showcasing the game, and showing how fun it is. And as you continue to introduce the game, these individuals not only start playing it, but become fans of it. And as they become fans of it, they might be interested in working in it. They might be interested in helping to promote the game. And that does a great thing for not only the individuals of color that are being introduced to this game, but the game as a whole. You want to make sure that it's available for everybody and everybody enjoys watching your product. It's just like everything else, just like with Friday, right? You want to make sure you're selling the best French fries and everybody enjoys them, but you also have to make sure that it's available for everybody. So that's what we at the Players Alliance are trying our best to do with partnership with Major League Baseball. And we were excited to announce the extension with our 10-year deal with Major League Baseball and all the 30 clubs. So this will give us an opportunity to continue to keep doing those things.
Curtis Granderson, you had a very accomplished Major League Baseball career. Tigers, Yankees, Mets, other ball clubs, three-time All-Star. You've been around. You know the game. What is for you the right degree to which a player should have some substance, right? So they're not throwing a ball into your rib cage versus I don't want them to have such an advantage it impacts my ability to be successful on a fair playing field.
Well, historically, pitchers have always used different things to try to either make sure they have a grip or use it to their advantage. If you remember watching the movie Major League, one of the pitchers in that game talked about how he would rub his nose and he'd go to his hair and do this. That's based off of fact. They didn't make that up. Pitchers, this is what pitchers used to do. So it's been around the game for a very long time. And I'm all for it. As long as we can keep it consistent, I have no problem with it, whatever that happens to be. But when you start to get that advantage, when you're purposely starting to scuff the baseball, you're purposely doing stuff that's making the ball do stuff that it's not supposed to do, well, then now we start to have a problem because now you have an unfair advantage other than everybody else. It's all about making sure everything is equal. If we want to use substance on the ball, just make sure everybody's using the same stuff.
Curtis Granderson referencing one of the great lines in movie history, a little jalapeno, put in my nose, you put snot on the ball. I don't have an arm like you, kid, and someday you won't either. I love Curtis Granderson.
Remember?
So good.
Yeah, you know. So that was the thing. I mean, we did it in a movie. We laughed about it. And now all of a sudden everyone's saying, oh, no, we can't do this, that, and the other. Well, that all used to happen back in the day.
It's a, I mean, I get it. And you know what? Like, I actually would prefer that. Because I don't want to put words in your mouth. But for me, but you played the game. I'd love to hear your view. When you start to get into some of these substances that are made for weightlifters, it sounds like that's probably a little too far down the advantage, down the spectrum of advantage for pitchers.
Yeah, you know, and you want to make sure that once we step on the field, all the opportunities that were made available to me legally, that I had an opportunity to choose to do them or not. So if I want to go ahead and eat a ton of protein, great. If you choose not to, fine. But that option is available for you, and you know it's legal. Now we know there's things that are illegal, and if we choose to do them, we run the risk of getting caught and possibly not being able to play. The same should hold true here. So the fact that they're checking guys to make sure that they're not doing the things that they're not supposed to, I think is a little bit of a hindrance right now, but we'll get through it. And it's just kind of getting the routine of what guys should be doing and the timing of when to check and all those different things. So there's things that, again, you know that everybody should be able to have the opportunity to do, but there are situations where it's not. So I'm excited to see it kind of take shape. Our only change would have been I wish it would have happened at the end of the season so everybody could have kind of talked about it. Get the pitchers in there, get the catchers, get the hitters, let everybody kind of talk about what they think is best and then implement it for the next season.
Curtis Granderson here on CBS Sports Radio. Curtis, I like Aaron Judge trolling Altuve and then Altuve getting that heartbreaker, at least for Yankees fans, and that walk-off and getting a little revenge. And I think it's great for the sport, and I think you said the word regional, and we talk a lot on the show about how much I love baseball and how I wish it could sell itself more nationally. How do moments like that, that kind of pretty aggressive, you know, I guess, trolling of each other, how does that play in a clubhouse?
In the clubhouse, you come into and you know you don't like the other team. So internally, we're talking about doing everything we can to be in the best position to win. But unlike other sports like football, I can't go out there and physically hit guys. You know, I can't go ahead and take out my frustration on you. Or in basketball, I can dunk on you or something like that. In baseball, it's going to literally be a team effort, and hopefully we have an opportunity at the end of the game to do something magical and be victorious when it's all said and done. But I really like the fact that you start to get these unnatural rivalries, because it's great to have Yankees, Red Sox. But what if one of those teams isn't very good this year? Now you have the chance to see, okay, this team and that team are going to go at it. Yankees and Astros are going to go at it. And it makes it fun. It makes it exciting for baseball fans across the board, because that's the matchup you're looking forward to see. So it was almost like how it was with the Lakers and Boston back in the day. Two teams on the completely different sides of the country that have no regional affiliation, but they're playing against each other. They're going to battle against each other. Sometimes they were fighting. I'm not encouraging that, but all that builds up to the rivalry and made it fun across the entire country. And the same thing can hold true with baseball, with teams like the Yankees and the Astros, and there can be many other rivalries in this game that can make it fun too.
Curtis Granderson, the founder of Grand Kids Foundation, a part of the Players Alliance. I know you got to run, so the 15-second question, former Met, former Yankee, which of those two teams, Mets or Yankees, next wins a World Series?
If we're looking at it right now, I'm going to say the Mets, but they got to stay healthy. They've been scratching and clawing and band-aiding up as best they can this year. But if they can get healthy and stay healthy, they're going to be a team that can go very deep because they have so much pitching.
Curtis Granderson, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much and for the incredible work you're doing out there with your foundation, the Grand Kids Foundation, with the Players Alliance. It's awesome stuff, and really loved having you on the show and your perspective.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.